Lift him up, March 13. He is the Son of Righteousness. Unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. In the fisherman's home at Capernaum, the mother of Peter's wife is lying sick of a great fever, and they tell him of her. Jesus touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered to the Savior and his disciples. Rapidly the tidings spread. The miracle had been wrought upon the Sabbath, and for fear of the rabbis, the people dared not come for healing until the sun was set. Then from the homes, the shops, the marketplaces, the inhabitants of the city pressed toward the humble dwelling that sheltered Jesus. The sick were brought upon litters. They came leaning upon staffs, or, supported by friends, they tottered feebly into the Savior's presence. Never before had Capernaum witnessed a day like this. The air was filled with a voice of triumph and shouts of deliverance. Not until the last sufferer had been relieved did Jesus cease his work. It was far into the night when the multitude departed, and silence settled down upon the home of Simon. The long, exciting day was past, and Jesus sought rest. But while the city was wrapped in slumber, the Savior, rising up a great while before day, went out and departed into a solitary place, and there prayed. Early in the morning, Peter and his companions came to Jesus, saying that already the people of Capernaum were seeking him. With surprise, they heard Christ's words, "I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore I am sent." In the excitement which then pervaded Capernaum, there was danger that the object of his mission would be lost sight of. Jesus was not satisfied to attract attention to himself merely as a wonder worker or as a healer of physical disease. He was seeking to draw men to him as their Savior. While the people were eager to believe that he had come as a king to establish an earthly reign, he desired to turn their minds from the earthly to the spiritual. Mere worldly success would interfere with his work. No self-assertion mingled with his life. None of the means that men employ to win allegiance or command homage did Jesus use. The Son of Righteousness did not burst upon the world in splendor, to dazzle the senses with his glory. It is written of Christ, "His going forth is prepared as the morning." Quietly and gently the daylight breaks upon the earth, dispelling the darkness and waking the world to life. So did the Son of Righteousness arise, with healing in his wings.